Unit 1. How to draw attention. Typical expressions. Hey. Hey, you there. Look, your taxi's coming.
Excuse me, sir.
Attention, please. Please listen. Someone's coming upstairs. I must draw your attention now.
May I have your attention, please?
Oh, Mr. White, can you spare me a minute?
Hi, Tom. Did you have a good time last night?
Oh, Miss Kent, will you please type this letter out?
I say, Peter, who's on the telephone?
Oh, Mr. Brown, there's something I would like to tell you.
Do you know, I've just been told Kate had a car accident yesterday.
I say, do you know, John, why Mark quit his new job?
Oh, by the way, who won the championship of the match?
Excuse me, sir, could you tell me how to get to the railway station?
Sorry, but isn't that your book?
Sorry to bother you, but could you give me a lift to work?
Unit 2. How to start a conversation. Typical expressions.
Hi, great film, eh?
Hello, you're Mr. Dennison's brother then?
Say, don't I know you from somewhere?
Sorry, but can I have a look at your magazine?
Do excuse me, but are you flying to London?
Nice day, isn't it?
Nice and bright this morning, isn't it?
What a lovely day we are having.
Horrible weather we're having.
It seems to be clearing up. It has turned quite cold again, hasn't it?
Excuse my asking, but are you Mr. Jackson?
Excuse me, didn't we meet in Hong Kong?
Excuse me, I heard you are a musician.
I hope you don't mind my asking, but haven't we met somewhere before?
Sorry, I couldn't help overhearing. Did you mention something about the earthquake?
What did you think of life in Canada?
How do you like China?
What's your first impression of Beijing?
Have you heard Carol got divorced recently?
Unit 3. How to take up a point. Typical expressions.
Yeah, could you please tell me more about that?
Oh, I see. I wonder if you'd mind telling me more about your hometown.
Is that so?
How come you didn't go?
Funny you should say that. I'm going to buy a digital camera.
Hang on, can we stick to that point about translation?
Sorry to butt in, but did I hear you say that there was an air crash in Taiwan?
What a coincidence.
I just came back from that exhibition.
About salary, I think most people deserve more than what they get.
It's interesting you should say so, because I'm looking forward to the winter holiday there.
On the subject of modern painting, most people just don't know what the paintings are about.
Sorry to interrupt, but did I hear you say young people now are irresponsible?
Speaking of the internet, I know a lot of young people are too obsessed with it.
That reminds me of the time we were camping on the seashore last year.
To go back to what you were saying about corruption, I'm not surprised that most people are very disappointed.
You mentioned Hemingway just now. Well, he is my favorite writer.
If I may just go back for a moment to the point you made, I should say somebody should be responsible for that accident.
If I might refer back to the problem we were discussing, I think we should make every effort to protect pandas.
To take up your remark about writing, I think simplicity is the best art.
I see, but how is it that you didn't finish the task by the deadline?
To take up Mr. Johnson's point about sports, I think everyone should choose his own favorite sport.
Unit 4. How to change the subject. Typical expressions.
Well, I don't think the oil crisis is quite as serious as it seems.
What do you think?
Well, that's settled at last. Now, what are the other things we want to discuss?
Speaking of TV interviews, Did you watch the interview on TV last night?
By the way, do you know our football team won the National Cup?
Incidentally, did you read my article in the newspaper?
On the subject of noise pollution, I can't understand why people are buying more and more motorcycles.
By the way, can I keep the novel for 2 weeks?
Let's change the subject.
Just to change the subject for a moment, have you heard about Tina's marriage?
Incidentally, Tim is coming home next month.
I once read a book called White Knight, but that's beside the point.
Lisa has gone abroad, but that's just by the way.
Oh, before I forget, have you sent the Christmas card to Andy?
Oh, I know what I meant to ask you. Has John come back?
Oh, I know what I meant to tell you. Alice isn't coming to our party this weekend.
Oh, while I remember, Professor Lee is going to give us a lecture tomorrow.
Hey, I nearly forgot. Dick asked you to give him a call.
Could we move on now to the problem of traffic jams?
I think we ought to move on to the next item.
On an entirely different matter now, let's talk about the Internet safety.
Unit 5. How to ask for more information. Typical expressions.
I think I'd like to know a bit more about your family.
There's something else I was wondering about. What kind of films do you like best?
Could you tell me more about your hobbies?
Could you just be more specific about your interests?
Could you please give me more information about your job experience?
Can I ask if you can work at night?
May I ask how long you spent on the translation of this article?
I wonder if you could tell me exactly where you found this stamp.
I wonder if you could tell me exactly whom you stayed with last night.
This may sound like a silly question, but how much did you spend on it?
This may sound like a dull question, but what did you do at the party?
I hope you don't mind my asking, but is your boss kind to you?
Would you mind telling me when you will meet again?
If you don't mind, could you just tell me what you often do in your spare time?
Do you mind if I ask how many brothers and sisters you have?
I wonder if you'd mind telling me who did that.
I hope I'm not too inquisitive, but can you tell me where Mr. Baker is from?
Sorry, but could you explain that in a bit more detail, please?
Sorry, I don't quite understand why.
Sorry to press you, but could you tell me where I can find this book?
Unit 6. How to give more information. Typical expressions.
Besides, we have to learn a lot more in management.
That was not all. The following day, I had to go to the police station again.
Let me tell you more if it doesn't bore you.
I'll tell you more if I may.
And also, I'd like to tell you another queer thing about that house.
That's not all. We had to walk about 5 miles to get to the railway station.
That's not the end of the story. They met again in the same place 10 years later.
And what is more, we had a flat tire on the way home.
Moreover, he turned out to be my brother's father-in-law.
Furthermore, I'd like to say something about her strange character.
In addition to his hot temper, he is also a very impatient person.
I think you'd be interested in hearing more about my life in Africa.
Let me tell you more if you don't feel bored.
I'll tell you more about my trip to Tibet, if I may.
Would you mind my telling you more about the accident?
On top of that, I'd like to tell you more about my childhood.
And what is more, do you think e-commerce is really safe?
That's not the end of the story. They got divorced only after 3 months.
I wonder if you'd let me tell you more about this book.
I wonder if you'd be interested in hearing more about the customs of that nation.
Unit 7. How to use hesitation devices. Typical expressions.
Well, I managed to finish the report before the deadline in the end.
He's not an American. In fact, he comes from Canada.
It's over there. It's just opposite a sort of, you know, playhouse.
I've never been there before, but the scenery is marvelous.
You could spend, shall I say, months on the beautiful island.
Unfortunately, you know, I could only be with you on Saturday night.
Nevertheless, it was, I mean, really worth visiting.
You see, I can't give you a definite answer now.
As a matter of fact, I think he is not suitable for the job.
I think he is kind of crazy about that girl.
How shall I put it? Actually, I don't think he is honest with us.
What shall I say? I mean, he shouldn't treat his mother like that.
It's like this, you see. This is just the second time I met her.
Let me see. Let me think for a moment.
I'm not sure, but you see, many people want to get the job.
Now that's a very interesting question. Let me think.
You know, actually, my son is only 15 years old.
I'm not very sure. Hey, let me think for a moment.
Well, you've put up a very good question. Really, a very good question.
Unit 8. How to request repetition. Typical expressions.
What? What did you say?
Pardon?
Beg your pardon?
I beg your pardon, but will you repeat what you said?
Sorry, I don't get you.
Would you please repeat?
Will you please say it again?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow you.
I'm afraid I didn't quite understand you.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch what you said.
Excuse me, but I'm not very clear about our working schedule.
Excuse me, but I didn't quite follow you.
Would you mind saying that again?
Would you mind repeating that?
May I trouble you to repeat your last sentence?
I wonder if you would repeat what you said.
I'm sorry I didn't quite understand you. Will you please repeat?
I know a little English. I'm afraid I don't follow you.
May I trouble you to repeat what you said?
Unit 9. How to interrupt and prevent interruption politely. Typical expressions.
Pardon me, but I didn't catch the last point.
Sorry to interrupt, but I wonder if you could explain a bit the first two points.
I hate to interrupt, but you know, I really have something urgent to say.
Sorry to interrupt, but I don't see why you should do that first.
Excuse me for interrupting you, but could you explain that more clearly?
Excuse me, but there's one point I'd like to make sure about.
I know it's impolite to interrupt, but can you tell us more details about that?
By the way, can you tell us more about your trip to Africa?
If I could just come in here, would you please explain the last point?
I hate to interrupt, but we are interested in knowing more about your project.
You can't interrupt.
You mustn't interrupt me.
Please don't interrupt us.
Would you mind waiting till I finish?
Just a minute, please. I'll finish very soon.
Just listen to me a minute.
Let me finish if it's not very urgent.
Could you wait for a while, please?
Would you mind waiting till I make myself understood?
Just listen to my last point.
Unit 10. How to close a conversation. Typical expressions.
Oh, it's time for me to go. Excuse me, I have to take off.
I think it's about time we made a move.
I'd better be off, I think.
I'd like to talk about this some more, but I have to be going now. If you'll excuse me, I really should be off now.
I have to run off now. Thank you for calling.
It's time we were off.
I'm afraid I have to leave.
I'm afraid I really must be going now.
I'm afraid I ought not stay any longer.
I'm afraid I've taken up too much of your time.
It's been very interesting talking to you, but I mustn't stay any longer.
Well, thank you for a wonderful day.
Well, thank you for your help. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Excuse me for a moment. I'm wanted on the phone.
Time for me to go now. I must meet Mr. Brown at 9 sharp.
In a word, it was something I really enjoyed.
All in all, I think I've enjoyed my stay in China very much.